This is Best of Week on the Academic Minute. For the Best History Segment Award, Peter Filkins, professor of literature at Bard College at Simon's Rock, discovered the life of H.G. Adler.
Born in 1910 to a secular German-speaking Jewish family, H.G. Adler came of age amid the flowering of Czechoslovakia's First Republic, founded in 1918, only to see it crushed in 1938 by the rise of Nazism and Hitler's later invasion of his native Prague. H.G. stood for Hans Gunther, but after a Nazi named Hans Gunther deported Adler to the enforced ghetto of Theresienstadt on February 8, 1942, Adler erased his given names from his public persona for the rest of his life. Adler spent 32 months in Theresienstadt. He vowed that if he survived the experience, he would record it through fact-based scholarship and the writing of poems, stories, and narrative fiction. Adler did just that. When he was deported with his wife Gertrude to Auschwitz in October 1944, Adler entrusted Rabbi Leo Bech with a briefcase containing 108 poems, several short stories, the draft of a novel, and hundreds of documents on the daily life of the ghetto. Adler survived Auschwitz and two other concentration camps before returning to Prague in June 1945 and retrieving the briefcase from Leo Bech. Adler used the documents he had collected to write his monumental study, Theresienstadt 1941-1945, The Face of a Coerced Community, published in 1955. During the 10 years he spent writing the book, Adler also wrote 6 novels and hundreds more poems and stories, all of them drawing upon his own nightmare in order to warn of the dangers of modern bureaucratic states gone mad, whereby human beings are administered as objects rather than governed as citizens. When Adler left Theresienstadt for good, he carried with him a thorough warning against treating human beings as objects or data points, then and now.
That was Peter Filkins of Bard College at Simon's Rock. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.